In the gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord going into the synagogue of Nazareth. Not an easy thing to do, going into your own hometown to the people that you grew up with. But we have to even see it in a much greater context than that. We have to remember that Nazareth was founded by a group of people who believed that the Messiah was going to come from their number. The word Nazareth comes from the Hebrew word natzer, which means a root, or rather a shoot, as in a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. And so they looked at all the scriptures, they looked at the family lines and the promises that had been made, and they realized the Messiah has to come from one of us. And so here's this little group that is absolutely convinced, and obviously rightly so, that the Messiah was going to come from among them. Now put yourself into that position. If you believed that the Messiah was going to perhaps be one of your children or one of your grandchildren or one of your great-grandchildren, are you going to be really happy when it was somebody else's? If there's the possibility that you might be the Messiah, are you going to be happy when it's somebody else? Probably not. And so they listen to what Jesus says. And even if it wasn't his hometown, just listen to what he says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Imagine if you were sitting there hearing that. Here is the man who grew up in this town where we believe that the Messiah is going to come from, and now he is standing in front of us proclaiming to us that he himself is the Messiah. At first, they all spoke well of him, and it didn't take long before they want to throw him down headlong. The little passage that comes at the end, however, is particularly fascinating. And who knows exactly what it means? It just simply says, he passed through the midst of them and went away. So here's an angry crowd who wants to lay hands on him and throw him over the cliff. So did he just walk through the angry crowd and nobody touched him? Or is this a foreshadowing of the resurrection? I don't know. But in the context of the first reading, where we hear about our Lord dying and rising from the dead, and that is the promise then for the rest of us, perhaps just as his birth was a foreshadowing of the resurrection, as he was born in an extraordinary way without the normal opening of the womb, perhaps in this situation it was as well. Maybe these people who, as our Lord said, you're going to say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum. We know from other times when he went to Nazareth, he said, can't work any miracles because you guys don't have any faith. So maybe they were looking for something extraordinary. Maybe it was a matter of saying, okay, it's possible that he's the Messiah because he did come from our town. Prove it. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But he walked right through the midst of them and went away. Maybe that's the miracle that they really needed to see. It wasn't about healing somebody. It wasn't about doing some extraordinary thing because they wouldn't have believed it anyway. After all, there were prophets that worked miracles. There have been saints over the last 2,000 years who have worked miracles by the grace of God. And so if he works a miracle, you might say, yeah, well, okay, that doesn't necessarily mean he's the Messiah. So maybe what he needs to show them is that the Messiah came for a specific reason, for the redemption of our souls, to forgive sins and to destroy death. and reveal life. And maybe that's exactly what he did here. Something to pray about. Again, we don't know because it doesn't tell us exactly what happened. But as we look at it in that context, maybe that's what the people of his hometown needed to see. And maybe that's what we need to see as well. Because we're having to listen to the exact same words. Today, the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Do we believe? Do we really, really believe? We know the answers in our head. Do we have it in our heart? So if we don't, the Lord is just going to walk right through our midst as well, and we're not even going to be able to touch him. But if we believe, the Lord will make his dwelling within our heart. And not only can we touch him there, we can embrace him, and we can be one with him in the depths of our being.